Welcome to Four Chicks Chatting, a womanish podcast that will engage, excite, and empower you as we chat about business and personal development, all with a healthy dose of humor. And now it's time to check in with our chicks, Kathy, Kristen, Mary Fran, and Robin.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. We are here today, and we are, if you do not know this, we are all just outside of Philadelphia, so we're Philly girls, and today we are talking Trust the Process. Trust the process. I don't know much about sports, but I love this phrase because I think it's got so many applications for life and business. And just by way of a little bit of background, it was initiated by one of the Sixers. I don't know if he was a coach or a manager or whatever. Sam Hinkie, his name was. And it was referring to how he wanted to build a team in terms of bringing other players in and create a this process where he was going to create this winning team. So I don't know how it's working for the Sixers, but
it worked beautifully. It was rebuild.
Rebuild, yes, yeah. Rebuild the team. But I think that the phrase really works beautifully in so many areas of life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today with the chicks.
Yeah, like I was saying, for the Sixers, it was about rebuilding and a little, just a teeny bit of sports info or more insight. The town, there was a lot of people that were given a lot of flack to this whole process, and it was actually the process of rebuilding a team and developing a championship team, and a lot of people were pissed. But then they kept saying, just trust the process, or that process they were developing to rebuild, and then it just became this trust the process, which interestingly enough, my daughter's team, now she's 14, I guess she was 12 at the time. Their team then, their basketball team of this little AAU girls team, took on trust the process also. And they would say that, the huddles where they start the game, one, two, three, and say the team's name, they would do trust the process. And then one of the parents had a party or something, had that on the shirts for the girls, and they really starting to do that. But one thing that's interesting about that and this whole redefining and trust the process, that basketball team, I'm actually incorporating them in the new TEDx talk that I'm writing, because they are built on a concept of it's okay to fail. Mm-hmm. And then there's a process to succeeding based on failure. And everybody on the team knew what they were not good at, which, for our town, like many towns around this country, to say you're not good at something or that your kid isn't perfect at something is unheard of. And this coach was like, hey, he just brought it out. And all the girls owned what they weren't good at, and they all worked with that.
They all also had something that they were good at. And that goes back to that whole work your brilliance kind of concept where, you're not going to be good at everything. So let's figure out what you're really, really good at. Work on that. Let other people figure out what they're good at. And what you're not good at, let somebody else deal with.
And
there's a process in that too.
I think it's important to remember that failure is a catalyst to success. So even if you're not good at everything and you do fail once in a while, it's okay because the outcome can still be positive.
Yeah. I also found this quote. It didn't say online who it's from, so I'll have to look it up and see if I can find that for the show notes. But in this kind of our grounding thing in trust the process, it says, the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit.
Oh.
Is that cool?
I like that. Yeah.
It's a process.
That. Yeah, it's a process to go from beginning to end.
I mean, the definition is really, it's a process is designed to give you a specific outcome, right? But I think some people put a process in place and feel like they can't deviate from it. And I think it's important to know that it can be redesigned as you go along. Just because one piece isn't working or you had one negative event, that doesn't mean that you can tweak it here and there.
There's a sort of a faith concept that's, and it refers to trusting God because, and likening it to a car's headlights. You only get, when you have your headlights on, you really only get to see 200 feet in front of you. And beyond that, you're not really sure what's there. So when you implement a process, go that 200 feet, trust that part of it, see what develops. And then, as you said, Kath, be open to tweaking it. so yeah. that you can redefine the process as you go.
You know, interestingly enough, I get so caught up in when the results aren't there immediately when I want them, right? I want that fruit. I want to plant the seed. The next morning, wake up, there's the fruit, and I'm good to go, right? Had to learn a lot about the process and patience when Mitchell, my middle guy, and I first started planting pumpkin patches years ago, you know, because it takes a while and then whatever. But, and in my journey with Curing Retinal Blindness Foundation that I started years ago, everyone was saying, why aren't you in a clinical trial yet? And it was driving me crazy that the science wasn't working out yet and all of that. But when I just recently looked back, because somebody said, wow, 7 years, look at the impact of this foundation, I thought, but the initial goal was clinical trials by now. However, that not happening yet, we had to keep pushing forward and keep broadening the mission. And now the impact of it in the process of getting to this one goal has been ginormous. And I never would have thought that.
Because the process itself is a journey. Mm-hmm. The process itself, it is supposed to lead to a certain outcome, but along the way, it can lead to other outcomes, open other doors, give you other opportunities. So I think, you know, Kath, as you, to your point, as you were saying, you can't get hung up in that one goal. You have to be willing to, as you go through, and yes, maybe still moving towards that goal, look at other opportunities might be opened to you along the way.
I think the whole social media thing, and I keep coming back to it because as much as I hate it, I know we love it. So it's a real love-hate relationship for sure. But I feel like everything now is instant gratification. So
yes.
Even losing weight, okay, how many commercials do you see now? Want to get rid of stubborn belly fat? Well, okay, you don't have to exercise. You don't have to watch what you eat. Thank God for me. I can still eat M&Ms. And I can go and I can have my belly fat sucked out. I don't have to have the process of going through what typically you would do to lose the belly. So anything else you want out there, you just go and get it. It doesn't seem like there is a process anymore. So it's not even, we don't even sometimes get to the point of trusting the process. It's actually finding a process and starting a process.
You know, Kath, it's funny because Gracie's bike tires somehow both went flat, right? So she needed new inner tubes for them. And so John was planning on fixing them, right? Well, she's like, well, I need a new bike. My tire tubes are broken. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. Well, next year I'll need one because I'll grow enough anyway. No, we're not buying a new bike because of that.
We're going to get the new inner tube. Daddy's going to pump it up. It's going to take a lot longer, and then you can ride your bike.
Right. But it's funny because I think even in the younger ages now, like when we were growing up, you just assumed there would be a process involved. It would be fixed, and then you would reuse it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's not like we've ever just given our kids new everything because something broke. You know, we've always tried to fix it first. I just thought that was funny as you're talking about this instant gratification.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned social media, Kath, and I think it would be cool. I love the social media accounts that have the behind the scenes shots where it's not the fancy finished product first. You see all the work, the process that goes in behind the scenes. And I also love the ones that show the time lapse. My kids, it was Michael, my oldest, his band, was working on this like probably a year and a half ago where they were showing the setup from beginning to an end of a gig. They would sit a camera and they would time lapse the picture so that you watched at the end all that went into it and you see the crowd coming in and then the band up there. And it was really cool, all in still shots. And I thought, I actually use this because I have no patience with the fact that my life is not exactly the way I want it to be right now. Every now and again, I do take a breath and I think, what if the past, like, okay, so I'm so different now than I was a year ago, all the growth I've done. If I could see that in a time lapse, you know, of me, where I was last year and collapsing to where I am now. And now, as I look ahead, I think, okay, it's not where I want it to be right now, but what is the time lapse going to look like this time next year? That all the different steps, and it's patience that I just don't have any. I'm working on it. But I think that trust the process, really the underlying through line is patience. And a lot of us suck at that.
And I do. The process is messy. The process is messy. the process is not, you know, this clean from point A to point B thing. It's very rarely that. You start out with this goal, you start out with this plan, and again, as you go through, the process becomes a little messy, and that's when it's hard to trust, when things seem to be going off the rails. And maybe they're not going completely off the rails. Maybe they're just taking you in a different direction where you need a little bit of growth, where you need something going on. But that idea of trusting what you've initiated, if you've put the work into it, if it's a solid goal, if it's, you know, if it's something that has inherent value, that concept of trusting that at the end, even if it doesn't look, like you said, Kristen, exactly as you want it to look, that doesn't mean there's no value in it. So the trust part has to be built into the fact that maybe when you do get to the end, it may look slightly different, but there's still going to be value there.
Lewis Howes says, trust the process. It may not make sense right now, but it always makes sense in the end.
I like that.
It's just what Mary Fran just said. Very good. Yeah, yeah. Patience is not my thing.
I ask Santa for patience every single year.
And he hasn't delivered? Something's that guy. Delivered.
I don't know. Maybe I need a different form. I don't know. Maybe the letter's not working. Maybe he doesn't like the cookies. I'm not sure.
Maybe you should comment on his social media.
Yeah. Is it at Santa? I mean, does anybody know?
At the big guy? Or
can
wait,
somebody look that up for me?
Tweet the big guy.
I have another trust quote from...
I'm afraid of who that would go to. Yeah,
right. It would be a big guy, but I'm not sure if it would be Santa.
We should be more.
Okay, so Gary V, right? We're huge fans.
Love him.
Of Gary, and Robin and Kristen and I had the opportunity to see him live and experience all the Gary Venus at the National Achievers Congress back in May in Philadelphia. And that was really awesome, if you guys remember that. But he's a big guy on trust, and I really like this one. Trust is on the rise because transparency is on the rise.
Oh, how about that? And
so think about, again, God, it's that social media thing again. But this transparency thing where you really can't hide, right? You really can't hide anything. Everybody knows everything about everyone and everything. And so I think in an effort to remain true to ourselves, we really have to trust our own process and not become what everybody else is trying to do, or not try to duplicate or replicate somebody else's process. Just because it's working for them doesn't mean it's going to work for you. In fact, it probably won't work for you. So don't even try.
The very least, it won't take you to the same place.
Yes.
And that brings up to me another part of this whole idea of trust is this concept of not being married to the outcome. Whatever the outcome that you may have planned may not exactly work out, but again, there might be something else along the road that sort of diverts you, that takes you into a different place. I mean, you know, Kristen, like you, when you were saying, I'm not the same person I was when I started all of this, and this was not part of the plan. None of this was part of the plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes the plan is just something that you initiate. You take those first couple of steps, and it's a constant revision of that, but there needs to be that inherent idea of, I'm going to see where this goes, and this willingness to plant that seed and then just open it up and see what comes out of it, and not be married to a specific outcome.
Kathy, I love what you said about not wanting to be what somebody else is. And I talk a lot about this when I'm talking about branding, because not only do we have to trust the process that the result is going to eventually come our way, but we need to build the trust of others as well. Mm-hmm. And we need to be our authentic selves and trust ourselves enough to be able to represent who we are, so that we can pass that know, like, and trust test by our ideal clients. So what you said kind of comes full circle. It is about trusting the process, but it's also about not trying. It's about being patient and being ourselves and building our own selves and our own brand versus just looking at what somebody else is doing and trying to then replicate that to be what somebody else is, because that's not going to gain the trust of anybody that we want to then come to us to be our clients.
Good point.
Yeah, and I think also in all of this that an underlying thing too though is that you can set the goal and trust the process and if the outcome isn't what it was, you know, you initially thought, but it's still, you know, something to celebrate. But the other thing in there is action and work. You have to act on stuff and work at it. Otherwise, and I think a lot of people just say, well, I'm going to set the goal and I'm going to cross my fingers and God's going to step in and everything will work. And oh, what the hell? Nothing happened. You know, like,
Jesus,
well,
take the wheel.
Yeah.
Please.
But you better be in the seat and have the license first,
right? You better buckle up first.
Do you ever hear that joke where the guy, like, he ends up, there's a flood and he's on the top of his house and the helicopter comes, he says no. Another boat comes, he says no. All this happens. He goes to God after he dies and he's like, what the hell? You didn't help me. God's like, I sent you a helicopter, I sent you a boat, you know, and he kept saying, God will provide. He's like, I provided, you didn't take it. But, you know, same thing.
Yeah. That's funny.
I think too, the that whole idea of trusting, you have to trust your, anytime you start something like this, like Kristen, you have friends who have a business and they started this coffee shop that mm-hmm. out of their, you know, out of an unlikely type of a pairing, so to speak. So sometimes this whole trust thing does require a leap of faith, and we have to plan, we have to do, we have to, certainly we have to move, but we also have to be willing to recognize that there is a part of it that we sort of have to turn over to the universe. There's a part where we have to, Dave and I found this really amazing quote that we didn't even know was from Exodus. It was on a sign that I found in a store, and it said something to the effect of, God will fight for you, you need only be still. So at some point, you have to let it go. Again, here we are, we're big Frozen fans here. Hey. I'm going to burst into song.
Elsa's my girl.
Elsa, yeah, gotta love Elsa, love the dress, but you gotta be willing to let it go.
Yeah, and you know, Mary Fran, you mentioned my friend's place, the Unlikely Coffee Shop, and I think it applies here so well because the name of it is Redefined. It's a coffee shop in a scrap metal place, like the whole factory of scrap metal where you drop it off and all. And the reason that they came up with this is there's a little vintage boutique there too. All these people were bringing this stuff to scrap to, you know, destroy. And my friend Elise was like, all this great stuff, old chairs, old musical instruments that needed just a tiny bit of TLC. And now she's got this boutique where she's selling it, and then added this gorgeous little coffee shop where a bunch of the women in the neighborhood just went the other day to check it all out. And it is, I mean, it's just a cool vibe. And you stand there and think, I'm in the middle of the scrap metal yard with this and hanging out with friends and you really can redefine things and strip away some of the old stuff that isn't working and create something new out of it when you trust the process of it all.
And when you do redefine, there has to be an element of trust in there and trusting the process, because most of the time we don't really know where we're going. You know, that whole idea of redefinition is creating something new. And by virtue of what that means, it's an unknown. So there's a measure of any kind of redefinition that there has to be a trust in the process of that redefining.
I think, Mary Fran, it's interesting because all four of us and many of the women that I know in our general age group have all redefined themselves. They set out, went to college, got a degree, had jobs, and are doing something completely different mm-hmm. than the skill sets that they originally learned. But they're being very successful, and they've all created these unique businesses and or are working for other companies that are completely different, but they're experiencing great reward, even though the end outcome is not at all what they expected it so many years ago.
Yeah, that's the ideal part of it, because it all starts with that question, what now? And that is such an open-ended question. What now? Where do I go now? What do I do now? And so many of us have that question, that there has to be an inherent part of trusting the process of moving forward, because it's the great unknown for many of us at that point.
And I will say, like, if you are someone, if anybody listening or watching the YouTube video is someone who is wondering, like, well, these women did it. They're on their second career. How did they do it? And what could I do? Like, what, where could I go? What outcome could I achieve? Think about your visions, think about your values, and then think about your passion and where those passions lie, because those will help you identify where you could go and then start mapping out what steps you think you need to take. And then obviously you have to trust the process that whatever you are going to redefine yourself as long as you have trust and patience, you'll be able to achieve that.
Yeah,
that other keyword.
And I would just tag on to that, because that was brilliant, Robin, and tag on to that, plant the seed. You know, yes, okay, tomorrow's not going to be the fruit, but plant the seed and plant multiple seeds. I mean, I planted seeds years ago that it was like nothing was happening. Of course, the way my life goes, they all sprouted at the same freaking time. And then I was in total overwhelm. And then I was bitching about that. And I'm like, wait a minute, we had nothing going on 5 years ago. Let's love the process now. But plant, you gotta, and if the one seed doesn't sprout, maybe another one will, you know, do multiple things and cover a lot of bases.
Just don't plant too many seeds like I did with my zucchini, and then they overwhelm each other.
I've done that before too, and then they choke each other.
Why is it that zucchini's the thing that just you get so much of? There's only so much you can do with zucchini. I don't get it. I mean, other stuff, I could go on, but let's not.
That'll be another episode. Zucchini.
That'll be another
what the
episode.
Hell? What?
Ray Fran, why is it every time I say something, you take it to this whole other level?
I squirrel off. I just squirrel.
Maybe we squash
away.
The process there.
There we go.
Squash. Get
out. Pump. Is it time to round up, ladies?
I think we need some brilliance bombs because we're going off on a zucchini tangent.
I'll take us home with the Sixers analogy. And if everybody grew up in Philly like we did and followed the sports, if anything you saw in the Daily News or Philadelphia Inquirer, there was a picture of, and at the time there weren't many people in the stands, if you can imagine. So picture a guy with hardly, you know, with just full of empty seats, hardly any other fans, with a sign that said, "We may be stinky, but I trust Hinky." So trust the process.
Great. That is so great.
Okay. And I'm going to jump in with, don't be married to one specific outcome on the way of the process. Trust that the process, if you have done your due diligence, you've talked to people, you've decided on the things that you love and things that you want to do and a goal, trust that that process will take you and lead you to something powerful and positive, even if it's not the exact thing that you were thinking it was going to be at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And I'll stick to my seed and fruit and say, plant the seed, water it, do everything you need, give it the light, give it everything, do your part, take action, do your part in it, then trust the process that the fruit will come.
And I'm going to say, trust that you yourself are enough and you don't have to try to be someone else throughout the process of defining yourself.
Good one.
Good
brilliance
stuff.
Bombs. There are your brilliance bombs, people. So that wraps it up for us. Another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. Please watch us on YouTube. Leave us a review on iTunes, because that's how we get to do more of this and spread more brilliance bombs and fun. Check us out on that social thing. And we will see you next time.
Bye. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to our chicks. Want to learn how to create your own chick chat? Head to our website, chickschatting.com. Be sure to join our chats on that social thing, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.